Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
We will close out our first hour with an encore presentation of our tribute to the life and career of actress, writer, producer, and television pioneer Gertrude Berg, an entertainment genius and entrepreneur long before Rachel Ray, Martha Stewart, Oprah Winfrey, and even Lucille Ball. For those who know their television history, Gertrude Berg was the driving force behind The Goldbergs, the first successful domestic sitcom in television history, which originally ran from 1949 through 1956, and was a show that proved that the American family transcended social, religious, and economic divisions. Now, the history of The Goldbergs, and for that matter, the life and career of Gertrude Berg, has unfortunately been overshadowed by historic events that led to the tragic death of one of the stars of the series, Philip Lowe. But that is beginning to change, folks, thanks to the release of more than 70 episodes of The Goldbergs in a new DVD collection, as well as the release of a wonderful documentary entitled You Who, Mrs. Goldberg, which brings to light what a dynamic force Gertrude Berg was. You Who, Mrs. Goldberg was one of the top grossing documentaries of 2009. It is now available on DVD, and joining us now to talk about it is the writer, producer, and director of You Who, Mrs. Goldberg, Aviva Kempner. Aviva, very great to have you on our program, Aviva.
Great. You know, I want to emphasize that, yes, the wonderful film is on the DVD, but we have 2.5 hours of additional material.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
People think, well, I've seen the film, why do I have to buy the DVD? Although I say second time is better than the third time you see it is a charm. But I just want to make clear that I worked very, very hard to get all these extras and episodes on it.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, one of the things we talk about on the show is what makes the DVD package, the appeal of that, is the extra features, and you do not chintz in any sense of the word. You not only have a few of the original episodes of The Goldbergs, including
two of which are not on UCLA.
Right. So one of the ones is the one with that features one of the first appearances of Anne Bancroft,
originally known as Anna Diana. So, only when she went from New York to L.A. did she become Anne Bancroft.
Was she someone that Gertrude specifically discovered?
Yes, and she always gave her credit. But the better story, it's also on the DVD, is the woman, Arlene Fuzzy McQuaid, played the daughter of Gertrude Berg, in real life was dating a guy who happened to be a biker, and she thought one day, oh, this episode that he could really be in. He was dying to break into pictures. So she ran down on her lunch hour, got him. He tried out and, you know, brought her back on his motorcycle. It worked. He got on. And that was Steve McQueen's first role ever. Although if you look on his resume, he never lists it.
Well, I mean, I guess some things speak for themselves, but... But the DVD of You Who, Mrs. Goldberg not only features a complete uncut episodes of The Goldbergs not available on the new DVD collection from UCLA, which I'll tell you about in just a second. It also features some rarely seen footage from some of Gertrude Berg's other appearances on television, including her interview with Edward R. Murrow on Person to Person, and a very funny bit that she does with Steve Allen.
Only Gertrude Berg, who go there, first of all, she does like a double take of Hitchcock, which
yes.
is hysterical. And then, for some reason, she decided to have the prop of the hula hoop.
That's right.
But the best line on the whole DVD is her saying, and for the worm, a bagel, the hula hoop. For some reason, I find that hysterical. And she then does very serious soliloquy on Ed Sullivan's show talking about Christmas time and Jews debating should you have a Christmas tree or not. And finally the resolution is they bring a tree in the house and they call it for the first time in popular culture a Hanukkah bush.
Yes. Yes. That's...
And, you know, the interesting thing about Edward R. Murrow, I so thank him for doing this extensive interview with Gertrude Berg because it shows her as a producer, as a Park Avenue lady without an accent, and I use excerpts in the film, but on the DVD is the whole long, extensive interview, and it's just marvelous.
Yeah, because that is, you know, that's sort of the double-edged sword of you know, being the star of a successful television series, is because on the one hand, you reach, you know, potentially millions of people. So if your show is successful, I mean, that's who your audience is. But because
right.
because television is such a particular medium, because it's in our homes, viewers tend to think of an actor in terms of their one singular character, and it's very difficult to shake. And as you say, the Morrow interview was one of the first, you know, examples of seeing the person behind Molly Gilbert.
Right. I think what's also fascinating is that, you know, the episode took place primarily in the Bronx. This was people who would yell out each other in the windows, people who would be playing on the streets, watching each other's children. But in the last year in 55, sort of because what was happening in America, the family moved to the suburbs, and it really lost the heart of the show, and then that was its last year.
Yeah. And it's interesting because for the longest time, the only episodes of the show, as I understand, the only episodes of the Goldbergs that was available on video in any form were that final set of 26 in which they moved, out of the
right.
city.
But Haverhill.
But fortunately, thanks to the UCLA Film and Television Archive, there is a new collection of more than 70 episodes of the, you know, from the first, I guess from the time when the Goldbergs really were the Goldbergs.
Right, and we got one great one from them, Rose Knows, and then I got one at the last minute from the family, Mother-in-Law, which actually stars Anne Bancroft. And then there was another episode that they have half of, Baby Naming, and I have the full version because I got it at the last minute from the daughter of the man who plays Uncle David. And what is it? It's a wonderful depiction of the camera going into the window, and all of a sudden you see Gertrude Berg as Molly in bed, in a single bed with her husband Jake, talking about the day's events. You never saw a couple in bed in
That's
the
right.
early 50s.
That's right.
Matter of fact, someone who worked for me said they're going to have to rewrite all the TV books, and I think that's true.
That's right. And in fact, one of the lines, and this is featured, this is featured in the documentary, and I'm going to botch it up. So if I screw it up, please jump in and correct me. But Molly is talking to Jake about how marriage is like a car.
Yeah,
and how you need how you need someone to drive you.
Right, but you know it's just not one path. You know, I think what's fascinating about this woman is she woke up every morning from 6 to 9 and wrote, and her husband typed her notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really incredible. Then she would go to the set and act as the producer, and as everyone says who acted with her, she would seamlessly then go on the show as Molly Gilbert. And, you know, this past week was Emmy week, and she won the first Emmy 60 years ago.
That's right.
Although no one mentioned it this year. And I think it's pretty incredible that there was such talent in one individual. And she had a media empire. She, like Oprah, she had a clothing line. She had a book, a cookbook, and a column. So she's and second to Eleanor Roosevelt, she's the most well-known woman in America.
And she was one of the first people to do product placement.
Do product placement. You know, when Johnny Carson died, they always talked about what a great job he did of product placement. This woman took it to a new art, although by today's standards, it's pretty funny. So we interspersed a lot in the film itself, and then we did some extras. And the extras.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.